Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
A couple weeks ago, I was talking about loose lips sink ships. Remember? And we've been talking about our words and how important it is that we raise our level of consciousness about our words. Loose lips sink ships. Now think about this. You know, when I was thinking about the message and how I was going to communicate that, it's like a couple weeks ago, my dad was in World War II, and he used to say that, loose lips sink ships. Well, that's where he got that. But he never told me where it came from. But that's where it came from. It came from World War II. And in World War II, spies were coming over to the United States and talking to the families that had sons in the war. And they would get information about where the ships were. And it would give the and then they would go back and tell their commanding officers where the ships are. And they would sink the ships because of the information they got. You hear me? Are you getting this? The ships would be sunk because of the information that was told, uncovered by the spy to the spies. And so that's what that's saying. If you got loose lips, your ship's going down. And so I took it to another place. Loose lips sink ships. Worship. How many people walk away from church because of something they heard, or they got hurt by what someone has said? You see that? That worship went down. See? I took the ship to another place. Worship. Discipleship. Your discipleship will go down. Your relationship will go down. You catching that? Because of loose lips. What you're listening to, or maybe what you're saying. Your fellowship will go down. You're sinking your ship by what you're saying and what you're listening to. That's what I'm trying to help us grow in and mature in. So we're going to look at this again. And we got to be aware of what's coming out of our mouth. Because your ship will go down if you're not on top of what's coming out of your mouth. God wants your ship to be floating. See that? If I was the devil, that's what I would be doing. I'd be sending people gossiping and doing all that. Because it does. It causes things to sink. You see that? We're being inundated by words. There is a war of words going on all around us. And we're going to really talk about this today. So let's go to our scripture in Timothy. We're going to do our vision. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience and a sincere faith, from which some, having strayed, have turned aside to idle talk, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things which they affirm. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for all that you're doing in our hearts and our lives. We thank you for the church. We thank you, Lord, that you're building your church. Continue to build your church, Lord. We ask that your Holy Spirit teaches us and leads us and guides us into all truth. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. Desiring to be teachers, you know, he says in James 3, he says, not many of you should be teachers. Because when you're a teacher, you have more accountability. You see that? And it's not anything to play with to be a teacher, especially the teacher of the Bible, of the Word of God. You better be called to it, and you better be studying. You better, you know, because he doesn't want you to mislead people. God wants you to teach people the truth so it helps people to be free. See that? Now, let's look at this. Go back to the verse prior to that, if you would, Mariette. Actually, verse 4, or 6, I'm sorry. From which some, having strayed, that word strayed means wandered away or taken away or lost. People are lost, they're strayed away or taken away because of idle words. Remember? Idle means what? Empty, worthless, vain. Remember the word vain, like a bubble that bursts. Words, they have no meaning, no value. It means, what else does it mean? It means unemployed, not working. Idle words. When you get caught up in idle words, it has the power and potential to take you away and sink your ship. You see that? That's why you have to be aware of what you're saying and what you're listening to. You know, I got a text this morning from a gentleman that God used me to help come to Christ over 30 years ago. And I'm telling you what, he said the nicest things. He came to the service, he comes here on Saturday nights. Well, he was here Saturday, and he said all these things. He said, Pastor Fred, he goes, I just want to thank you for your faithfulness. He goes, you've gone through a lot of different things, but you've remained faithful to your calling. You're staying with all that God's called you to. You haven't wavered from your calling. He goes, it has helped me. I can't even go explain it. I was so encouraged by that. Those words. See, that's not idle. I mean, I got to weeping in my office back there. He says, you've been up there and you're not wavering. I said, you know, I started weeping in my office. I didn't need to tell you that, did I? Too bad I did. But God sends words you need sometime. You stay faithful to your calling. You see this? This is huge. And God has called every one of us. All of us. You can't get your life right if you get your calling wrong. You can't get your life right if you get your calling wrong. God's calling all of us. Amen? Now, you better watch your words, and you better watch what you're listening to. Idle talk. It will cause you to stray away. And we don't want to stray away from the faith. Because, folks, we are being inundated with words, and we're going to talk about this today. Now, look at this. Go with me to Psalm 69, verse 1. This is David, and he says, save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. So he's in a place where there's no standing. So there's no standing, there's no understanding. I have come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. You know what he's talking about? Words. You're gonna see this. You're being flooded with words all around you. Now, get a hold of this. You're being flooded with words. And this is why You better pay attention to what's coming out of your mouth and what you're listening to. Because the enemy is trying to take you away from the faith. And your children and your grandchildren, your husband and your wife, and the brothers and sisters in Christ need you in the faith. Go with me to Psalms 105, verse 40 through 41. We're talking about spiritual understanding. The people asked, and he brought quail and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. Remember, that's the manna. This is when the people were in the wilderness, the Israelites. And Moses brought the water out of the rock. Now watch this. He opened the rock and water gushed out. It ran in the dry places like a river. Like a river. Huh. So, water is words. Spiritually. Stay with me. I want you to see this. This is something we're talking about, spiritual understanding. Stay with me. Give me 1 Corinthians 10:4. And all drank the same, what? Spiritual drink. You see this? For they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them. A rock was following them. Well, that sounds cray-cray. But you see, you got to be born again to understand this. You have to be born again to understand spiritual things. You go tell them at work tomorrow that there's a rock following you. They'll look at you like, man, that's why you got to be born again. Am I making sense? You can't understand the things of the Spirit without the Spirit. It says it in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Now listen to me. And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was what? Christ. He's telling us this in the New Testament. He's talking about the rock that was back in the Old Testament that they got the water out of the rock. You see that? So there's a type and shadow of, remember, the cloud by day and then the fire by night? That represented the Holy Spirit. The water from the rock represents words that came out. Now get a hold of this. Go with me quickly to Revelations 12:9. Stay with me. This is huge. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. Who? The whole world. He can't touch you, but he can deceive you. You see that? He'll deceive you into destroying yourself when you don't understand spiritually what's going on. He'll deceive you into destroying yourself. Now, he who was cast to the earth and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying from heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. That's the devil. He's constantly accusing you of all wrong, of everything you're doing. He's looking for access into your life. He gets into your life through your words, what you say. And if you agree with what everything's going on in the world, he's coming in to affect your life. And they overcame him, meaning the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You overcoming with your words. Are you listening to me? Give me this. Look at this. And they did not love their lives to the death. Now watch this. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath because he knows that he has a short time. Give me the next one. Now, when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman. Who's the woman? The church. We're the woman. We're the bride of Christ. Who's the church? You are. You're the church. You're the woman. I know, I don't like being called the woman, but hey. If spiritually that's the way it is, I'm the bride of Christ, right? Am I making sense? This is how it is. We got to understand spiritually. Now watch. Who gave birth to the male child, but the woman, the church, was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she is nourished for a time and times and a half a time from the presence of the serpent. So the serpent spewed what? Water out of what? His mouth like a flood. So there is a war of words going on. And the enemy is spewing floods of words through the media, through your phone, all around you, constantly spewing words, a flood of words to get you to move away from Christ, to get you to stray away so you're not connected in the faith. This is what's going on. Now, pay attention. Like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be what? Carried away by the flood. That's another term for the word strayed. It's carried away. You see that? Through a flood of words. Now, that's why you and I have to be intentional about receiving God's word. We have to be purposeful about hearing God's word. Now, stay with me. Go with me to Psalm 69, 14 and 15. Now, look at this. Deliver me out of the mire and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me and out of the deep waters. See, David is still talking. Haters are all around. You ever feel like people hate you because of what you stand for? They're going to hate you. You got to be willing to stand up for what you believe. Rejection's going to come. But you got your children and your grandchildren, your wife, your family. Your family is in the balance. And your own soul is in the balance. Come on now. Give me this next one. Let not the flood water overflow me, nor let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut its mouth on me. You have to be intentional. Because, you see, you were saved when you accepted Christ. But you're being saved, and you will be saved. You see this? You got saved, you're being saved, and you will be saved. We are in the being saved period. You see that? And God wants you, remember, it's the implanted word that's able to save your soul. It's the word you get in and comes out of your mouth, saves your soul. I talked last service about there's this... I took psychology. And in this course, they talked about Joe Harris's quadrum. Anybody heard of Joe Harris's quadrum? Nobody? Good. Because we had two people that had taken it in the other one, and they knew about it. So Joe Harris's quadrum, listen, it's four windows. The first window of Joe Harris's quadrum is this, your open self. Your open self. Now remember, the word psychology, that's what I'm talking about. The word psychology comes from the word soul. That's where we get the word psychology and the word psychiatry. The word soul in Greek is psuche. It's pronounced psuche, but the spelling, you'll see it. That's where you get psyche, psychology. See, I'm trying to help you understand something. So psychology and psychiatry come from the word soul. And this is what's being saved now. This is what you live out of. So in Joharis' quadrum, he's letting us know you have an open self. And what's this open self? The open self is information that you know about you and information that others know about you because you were open and shared it with them. Now listen. The second window of Joharis' quadrum is this. Your hidden self. Your hidden self. Okay? What's your hidden self? Your hidden self is information you know about you. You know about you. But others don't know about you. Because you did not choose to disclose it. You chose to not disclose it. You're not telling anybody. It's hidden. And then watch. The third window is this. The third window is blind self. So now you have open self, you have hidden self, and now you have blind self. Your blind self is, listen to me, it's information others know about you that you don't know about you. You can't see it. Did you get that? It's information others know about you that you don't know about you. Remember scotoma? It's a blind spot. You can't see the problem you have, but other people see it. Okay, so what do we got? We got open self. Hidden self? Penny's listening. Blind self. So now listen. Now you got the fourth one is unknown information. Unknown self. This is information you don't know and others don't know about you. Only God knows. And that's the information God is trying to get to you in this period we're in right now to save your soul. You see that? He's trying to get revelation, knowledge, and understanding to you in the middle of this flood, this inundating of words around us for the saving of your soul. You're going to have to be intentional to get this information. You are going to have to be purposeful because God is intentional. Everything he does is for good. It's how you're receiving it and how you're perceiving it, your perception. But when you understand, you get understanding, now things are changing. You're going to see, it doesn't matter circumstances, situations, what people are saying, doesn't have any power on you. You're going to get what you need from God. You see that? You're going to get it. And you will get it if you pursue it. Am I making sense? Go with me to Psalms 93. I just thought I would share that with you. A little bit of something, something. I hope you took some notes. Because that's what's going on. And when you don't understand, listen to me. When you don't understand, you'll get in conversations. You'll talk to somebody And you'll listen and you'll start joining in and agreeing with them. And then now when you're agreeing with that conversation, you're asking the enemy to come into your life. If that conversation wasn't from God, you're asking him to come into your life. Well, how do you know that? Because you either got one word coming out of your mouth or another word. It's either coming from the devil or it's coming from God. Listen to me. Remember in Matthew 16, when Jesus said to Peter, he said, Peter, who do you say I am? He said, you are the Christ. He said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. It only came from the Holy Spirit. Now, it was a few minutes later, Peter is saying, Jesus is telling him he's going to have to be crucified. And Peter says, no, you're not. And what's happened? What'd Jesus say to him? Get behind me, Satan. Because of his words that were coming out of his mouth. He was in agreement with the devil. You see that? And he was in agreement with God the first time. But now that's the way our words are. Now, you see, your words are guiding your life. And the enemy is flooding you through the media, the phone, people. Well, I don't know if I'm going to make it. If you say so, guess what? You're not going to make it. I want you to take this away with you today. Well, you know, my marriage is in a difficult place. You know, I don't think we're going to make it. If you say so. You see that? You're in agreement with the enemy. People, you'll get around people. Oh, you know, I wouldn't listen to him. Sure, he does that. Sure, you know. I'd walk out on him and rippity-rap. And you just listen to that conversation. And you're agreeing with that? Now you know this is good. You know, is this good or what? Huh? And this is the way it is. And you start listening to those conversations? If you say so. You see that? I'm not going to pass this class. If you say so. I can't stand that I'm at work. If you say so. What you're saying. Look at the person next to you and say, if you say so. If you say so. I told them all the last service, I said, this is a good sermon. And somebody back in the back piped up and said, if you say so. That's the truth. This is better than you all are carrying on. This is good stuff. This is how it is. If you say so, you got to watch what you say, folks, because you bring what's sinking your own ship by your own words. It says in Proverbs 6:2, you are snared by the words of your own mouth, and you are taken away by what you say. Taken away, straight away by what you say. You see that? Your own words.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
I've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.